and welcome back to America Weekend. This is Valerie Smaldone. Always great to be with you, whatever you're up to. And everybody can use a little inspiration in their lives. I know I can, whether it's on a daily basis or from time to time, it's an important thing to incorporate. Kelly McNeilis is a writer, a speaker, a producer, and founder of Women for One, which is an online community to help support women to pursue their personal goals. She's also in the midst of writing her first book with a great title called The Messy Truth. Welcome to America Weekend, Kelly.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Valerie. I'm really excited to be speaking with you.
I've seen a lot of what you're doing online, and this, you're a very busy woman. But before we get to this community, give me a little bit of background in your experience as a nonprofit and business consultant.
Well, for the past 25 years, I worked in the nonprofit education sector in North America, in both the US and Canada. And what I would do is go in, consult with startups and create strategy and roll out both local and national nonprofits in the education field. So that was my background for many years before I decided to start Women for One.
And so that's a great background in business, but what prompted you to begin this very specific online community?
Well, I had gone through a really tough time in my life, like a lot of all of us do on some level. I had gone through a divorce and I had gone through a death of one of my best friends. I was there when she passed. And then I had re-blended a family of six young children with my husband. And I just was at a point in my life where I wanted to create a community that was supportive of me and of women all over the world. And it came from just really an intuitive place of sharing my wisdom with others.
You call yourself a truth teller. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if we were all a truth tellers. I'm not sure that's the case in the world, certainly not in politics. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to you to be a truth teller?
Well, it's funny that the word just came to me and it's under a registered trademark now, because I feel like we all need to strive to share truth with ourselves first and foremost, to really get very real with what we want in our lives and what truth means to us. So it's more of a goal, it's a destination. It's not just, you don't just become a truth teller. Mm-hmm. It's a journey towards that place of getting very real with yourself. And that's how I define it.
There's a very funny cartoon I once saw where somebody was going to their therapist, and the gist of the comedy was that I can't tell my therapist that, you know, you're supposed to be able to, at least with the therapist, bear everything, and people yet still hold on to the deepest part of themselves because they just can't feel free enough to be authentic.
I completely agree. And I think that's what I love about Women for One in our community, is that women are and men are having the courage to write their experiences down and share their lessons with the world. And that takes a lot of courage.
So how does this work, this community? If I were just coming to the website as a newbie, how does it begin and how can I be involved?
Well, if I was coming to the website, I would first look at who's doing the website, me. I always do that. Mm-hmm. And that would be the Meet Kelly page. And then I would go to the Truth Tellers page. It's a link. And we have over 400 truth tellers as of today. And it's our 5-year anniversary this month, which we're really excited about.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And so you can click on the stories or the interviews that I've conducted. And I have featured truth tellers at the top, because I've talked to some really powerful change makers in the world about their definition of truth and how they made their life happen. Because our slogan is make life happen. Mm-hmm. And then you can scroll down and click on people's pictures and see the stories they've submitted. And we also have categories of all different types of stories if you're really interested in not feeling as alone and seeing what other people have done to overcome their obstacles in their lives.
How, Kelly, can you make this into a business? Because there's a lot of lessons here. There are certain things you can extract and create platforms, which I believe you're already doing. How is this a business for you?
Well, it's funny. It really was a soul project when I started, and it's evolved into a business. I'd like to keep it self-sustaining instead of self-funding it. And it really, the need from the community came to me regarding courses and products that we are developing. And we just actually did the first iteration of our Truth Teller course, and we're calling it Truth Teller because it's really taking people, mostly women, through the process of diving into their own experience and writing it down, writing down their experience and the lessons they've learned and coming out with a finished product. So it's a 7-week course we're reiterating in the fall. And then we also have a couple of other smaller products if you don't want to dive into a 7-week course where you can, we're calling it the 5 keys to unlocking the life of your dreams. And it really is a short course where you can dive into understanding how you can move forward in your life the way you want to, instead of making, you know, having life happen to you, you make your life happen. So those are some of the ways. I also speak, and my book is being published by Hierophant in the spring of 2017. So I'm really excited about going out and sharing my wisdom with the world that way.
So with the truth tellers that you currently have on your site, give me an example of some of the more well-known individuals.
Well, we have, I was very, very blessed and honored to speak with Dr. Maya Angelou before she passed for a short interview, which was funny and humorous. And when I asked her, you know, how do you define truth? She's like, just tell the truth, sweetie. You know, she was just just amazing. It was so awesome to talk to her. But other people like Marianne Williamson, Chris Carr, who's a real health advocate, Marie Forleo. I mean, I have Ram Dass, so kind of more on the spiritual side of things. I have several people like Gary Zukav. Mm-hmm. And then Congressman Tim Ryan, who I just love because he has a book on mindfulness. So we have some really cool men supporting this feminine movement on our site. And I'm really proud of that.
I'm speaking with Kelly McNellis, who is the founder of Women for One, an online community to help support women in their personal goals and make life happen, which is the tagline. Kelly's writing her book, The Messy Truth. What's your messy truth, my friend? Tell me.
What's my messy truth? Well, I wanted to write a book to kind of share some of my experiences, but that was very grounded and practical. I've kind of been on a path my whole life of trying to understand the world and spirituality and God and religion. And I've kind of come full circle and realized that I'm the one that can make my life happen. And I wanted to share how I've done that because I feel very joyful in my life in this book by sharing 7 tools that people can apply to their lives or any small issue or large issue in their life to embrace their messiness, to embrace the stuff that, you know, life gets messy, Valerie. And why are we running away from it or burying our heads in the sand? Let's take a look at it, examine it, dive into that story and come out the other side better.
As you're speaking, I'm thinking about the opposite of what you propose in media, for example. You know, there's this constant drive toward perfection, right? In terms of your looks, in terms of being young, in terms of being successful. And we all know that's not the truth. It's just put out there. And yet people feel that they're being held to that standard. How do you feel about that?
I'm a victim of it, like a lot of most women are, you know, with our bodies, with being the perfect mom, the perfect wife. And I just found that my messiness is my brilliance. I believe that to my core. And I would actually judge myself for not being organized and not being tidy and not taking inventory of things, just, you know, on an external level. And then I feel that angst inside myself internally. And then when I just allowed it to be, looked at it and accepted it and really took a look at why I felt that way, I felt like a different person. I felt free. So that's kind of where I'm coming from when I talk about the messy truth. Let's dive into our messiness. Let's embrace it. And let's make our lives happen on our own terms, not on how society wants us to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very freeing. Perhaps it's uniquely American that this society created that, because in other cultures it's not like that. I don't feel that way in other countries. Do you agree with that?
I so agree. I was just in Peru, and I'm writing a blog about this one village of Amaru. Like, I was just there last week, and those women that I sat with we're so joyful and so happy and we're so light and lovely. And there was nothing to do around perfection or getting it right or having so much material things. It was just really about being together and enjoying each other's company.
Well, something to aspire for, no question about it. The mm-hmm. website is Women for One. Can you give me the URL, please?
It's www.womenfor1.com. It's all spelled out, .com. And I'd love for people also to click on the share button and share their truth and their story. We don't turn stories down. We have editors that work. So we really want people to, women and men, to come, even if they don't feel like they're good writers. It's not about having a perfect blog.
Absolutely. Great. Kelly McNellis, thank you so much for joining us on America Weekend.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
I'm Valerie Smaldone on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What does it take to lose a best friend? Well, one behavior will do it every time. Here's the social science of it. They could be your best friend from childhood, but if they ever betray your trust, there's probably not enough forgiveness in the world to get over it. It seems when we're betrayed by someone in our inner circle, it draws more flack, more retribution than if a stranger betrays us. Why? In-group cooperation is valued and cultivated. When someone betrays that trust, it's difficult for us to understand, and for our own protection, we never forget it.
You hurt my feelings!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Hurt me once, shame on you, but betray me once and forgiveness may be granted, but I'll never forget it. This is the hurt of friendship, which just hurts the most. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Recently, police were using mounted patrols to help control crowds at an event in St. Petersburg, Florida. During the event, 29-year-old Stephanie Smith was arrested for slapping a police horse, and she was taken to jail. But how is slapping a horse a crime? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
In many states, a person who intentionally strikes or causes harm to a police dog or police horse commits a first-degree misdemeanor. Stephanie Smith was charged with battery on a police horse. And that's the final verdict.